Janet, we're seeing a move towards knowledge being the most important factor of the curriculum for children in England. Over the next 3 weeks, we're going to do a mini-series with you on the three elements of a curriculum. And we'll start this week with knowledge. So can you just tell us the role of knowledge within the school curriculum?
Certainly. For many years now, we've discussed a good curriculum as having to consider the knowledge, the skills and the understanding. And I hope we'll be able to do in the process of discussing the three is to consider how they interact and where they lead us to. Now, knowledge. I mean, knowledge is important. Without knowledge, you can't get very far. For example, that important though it is to be an expert, so to have a very wide view of knowledge and be able to look across subject boundaries and bring things together, you can't become an expert until you are some sort of a specialist in one particular area. The difficulty, the challenge for education is how you acquire that very difficult knowledge that enables you to narrow down to become a specialist and at the same time keep your horizons wide enough to be an expert so that you're alert at what's coming over the boundaries and over. And just let me illustrate that by asking some questions. My favourite two programmes, I think, on television over the last few months have been Brian Cox's series of programmes about the development of the Earth and the evolution of life, and Eddie Izzard's programme on using DNA as a search for where he came from. Now, those are fascinating and interesting ideas, which a few years ago couldn't have been discussed because we didn't have the knowledge that we needed in order to be able to get there. And if we had it, we certainly didn't have the understanding to link it together. But so rapidly has knowledge developed that we now find that the boxes within which we have learned it, are narrow and confining. Where in the school system would a youngster ever hear anything as exciting as those explorations of Eddie Izzard that led him to the pygmies as one of the roots of his family? Where would he be able to follow how his family had moved out of Africa? What better way to learn about geography and history? What better way to learn about mankind and what drove them and what was important than following that? But where would they study that in school? It isn't biology. It isn't chemistry, it isn't physics, it isn't theology, quite. So what I'm suggesting, I think, is that knowledge on its own won't do as the basis for our curriculum. It's important, but... So we start with our education in schools, going back to the knowledge that was considered to be important 50 years, 100 years ago. So there's the first problem. What ought we be including in a curriculum for the 21st century? So we need a lot of discussion about what we put in and what would be right for now. Mm-hmm.